Hi there, welcome back to Lesson 3, where we're going to be talking about limited beliefs and blocked money because of your witch wound. You know, limiting beliefs are thoughts and ideas and stories that we tell ourselves that keep us from pursuing our dreams and from fulfilling our goals and doing the things that we ourselves feel called to do. The beliefs can be about ourselves and our abilities, but they can also be about the world at large. So, for example, you might believe that you are not creative enough to be a successful writer. I know I struggled with that one for a really long time. In fact, in the book that I wrote, I had a ghostwriter, which seems crazy to me because I won a lot of awards as a young girl in high school writing poems. They were printed, they were published. I was published in Amnesty International as a young girl, even in grade 10. But yet I didn't believe that I could write my book because that was a limiting belief. A lot of times we're so emotionally damaged finding fulfilling relationships and saying things like we'll never be wealthy because we have poor money management skills. These are all examples of limiting beliefs. So, you know, the thing is that society and our beliefs about the world and our beliefs about ourselves, these come from witch wounds because these are beliefs that were really blocked in our throat chakra. I mean, we were not allowed to talk. We were not allowed to say what we wanted, what we needed. We didn't feel safe. And so a really good place to start by defining what it means to be safe is by writing that down. So what exactly do you mean when you say sharing your belief in magic and witchcraft is unsafe? What does it mean to you that it could be safe? So do you think that you could be physically harmed? Do you think that you could be kicked out of your home? Do you think you could lose your reputation or your social status might be damaged? You know, are you worried about certain relationships? Are you worried about being judged or being mocked or being teased? I know I felt all of those things. I was worried that my husband was going to leave me. In fact, my husband almost did leave me because he didn't understand what the hell was going on. So their answers are going to be different for everybody. But the biggest thing that you need to do is assess for yourself, what are my limiting beliefs? How am I blocking myself by thinking these things? And what am I afraid of? What is the scariest thing that's going to happen when I come out of the broom closet? Going even deeper, you may doubt your ability to handle the rejection or to make new friends who are more accepting, which again is another limiting belief, which is really going back to, well, if they leave me, I won't have anyone else. It's not safe for me to talk about my belief in magic and witchcraft, because if I do, they're going to leave me. Again, your feelings are then going on to be blocked by more limiting beliefs. You have to explore your beliefs and sit deeper with your fears to be able to understand them and to be able to challenge them and change them. The biggest thing is we just don't know what's going on. And if we don't know what's going on with us, then we can't challenge it. Something else is that we're living for other people. And so when you're living for other people, it really feels safer to tone down the version of yourself. And you want to have a version that meets society's expectations and it draws minimal attention to you so that you don't find that other people feel threatened by your authenticity. So rather than display your true colors for the whole world to see, that's me, you end up living for others rather than living for yourself. Listen, I was living for my dad, living for my mom, living for my husband, ex-husband, living for my ex-husband's family. I was living for the producers of my TV show. I was living for everybody else. I was living for everybody else. Even as a medium, I was still trying to stay one foot in the broom closet because I was terrified. I was absolutely terrified. But you know what? Those things ended up influencing the way that I viewed myself in the privacy of my inner life. Years of stifling my own truth and hiding my beliefs, my interests, and my gifts left me confused and doubtful and stressed and allowing so many other people to control my life, allowing so many other people to tell me who I was. Because how long can you diminish yourself and downplay yourself in the company of others before you start to believe the lies? That's what happened to me. That's what happened to me. And this is especially true when you fear being authentically seen and heard, because those blocks block you. So if you dream about becoming a psychic or a tarot card reader or having a witchy podcast, but you fear being identified and recognized by the people in your real life, that's going to prevent you from following your dreams. That's going to prevent you from doing what it is you need to do. When I made the decision to come out and do a TV show, I still wanted to be the most grounded and real medium there was. I was like, I wouldn't wear long dresses. I wouldn't wear long earrings. I wouldn't wear anything that was too dark. I was constantly saying to my family, do I look like a woo-woo? I don't want to be a woo-woo. I don't want to be a woo-woo. I want to be seen as normal. I want to be seen as just this everyday medium. Well, why couldn't I be an everyday witch? Why couldn't I be an everyday witch? Because I was absolutely terrified. And those terrified things that happened to me continued to block money. You see, the fear of imperfection is not the only reason that you're stalling your dreams and ambitions. Your relationship with money and how you feel about the amount of money that you earn. So how do you feel? I'm going to ask you that question right now. How do you feel about the amount of money that you earn? Satisfied? Happy? Do you feel anxious? Do you feel anxiety? Do you feel depressed? Do you feel sad? Do you feel mad? How do you feel about it? Do you believe that you are capable of earning more money than you currently do? And would you like to? There's a question for you. How do you feel about your spending habits? You see, you got to ask yourself these questions in order to get the answers, in order to be able to heal. A lot of these questions are going to bring up triggering answers for people, especially for individuals that are carrying the witch wound. Because women who earned their own income as healers and midwives faced a really high level of scrutiny during the burning times, as did women who had very little money and resorted to begging all the time, begging, having to beg or to sell our bodies or anything that we could to feed our families. And yet again, we see how it was unsafe for people, especially women, to be powerful and to be influential, as well as to be not powerful and not influential. Really, you're caught between a rock and a hard place. There's this cellular level of DNA from ancestral women before you that have absolutely blocked being able to be successful and being able to have money. You might experience the manifestation of the witch wound in the form of having limiting beliefs about money, that you always must choose between money and happiness, that you will never earn enough money, or that growing the amount of money you have is more difficult for you than other people. These beliefs can shape your financial reality by influencing the money that you're earning and by your spending behaviors. Listen, my spending behaviors for a long time, I have this starvation and this feeling of lack, of not having. Oh, we're going to starve, we're going to starve, we're going to starve. My fridges have to be filled at all times. There has to be food in the house at all times. I will go crazy and I'll waste so much food. I don't need more, but I used to waste so much food because I would just needed to open the fridge and for it to be filled. And you know how many women have said that to me that feel that way? I want to open the fridge and it be filled. They waste money because even though the food can't all be eaten, it doesn't matter. They want to know that they're not going to starve. Take a deep breath. I know I need to. Having someone question your value can feel extremely threatening to your nervous system. And that nervous system carried babies in that womb. And your money blocks can show up in getting money and spending it right away because you're worried someone's going to take it from you or that you're going to lose it. It can show up in an ability to hold on to money and spend it too soon. It can show up in an ability to not earn enough money. On some level, your psyche with your witch wound is worried that if you become too wealthy, too powerful, too influential, that you're going to become a target and you're going to be harmed. So you subconsciously prevent this by ensuring you never exceed your comfortable upper limit of financial success. It's true. The symptom of the witch wound runs deeper because your soul remembers a time when those who controlled the wealth were the ones enclosing land and persecuting neighbors who spoke against injustice, ultimately leading to their executions. This inherited memory can make the idea of accumulating money and power feel dirty and wrong, like picking up on the evil tool of the witch hunters themselves. So I ask you, if you had access to more money, would you use it in a way that is harmful to yourself or others? Because being the wise and empathetic soul that I know that you are because you're here and you're listening and you're learning, I trust that you wouldn't. I know that you would use your money to lift yourself up and to empower and to uplift those around you. And while in your power, and while you're doing that, then how could that money be dangerous, dirty, or wrong? I want you to think about that. Because in truth, money is neither good nor evil. It's just a tool, no different than a pen or a hammer or a screwdriver. And like all tools, money's influence is determined by the hands that wield it. And it can, I imagine an earth that would be more beautiful and peaceful in the place of witches and pagans and healers who collectively controlled more of the planet's money. But you are a powerful being, a powerful soul, and magic can never be taken from you, no matter how much money and no matter what happens. It's yours. It's yours to be utilized and enjoys, and how you mean to use that magic is up to you. It's not for me to tell you, because you get to decide. Feeling lost or blocked is your higher self's way of signaling that a change needs to be made. Your soul's purpose is to embody magic and to inflate your magic so that probably you can help other people with their magic. And if you feel your purpose in this lifetime is to help others and make a positive impact in the world around you, it's entirely possible to fulfill this purpose while working 9 to 5 that pays the bills. Despite what our capitalist conditioning has us believe, the 40 hours of work we spend earning money each week doesn't have to be the hours that define us the most. What we do during the other 128 hours can be just as, if not more, important. Your soul's purpose can be so simple as just living a life devoted to your own healing and pleasure that cultivates a life of magic, a life of wonder, a life of freedom, beauty, and abundance. All you have to do is ask yourself, what are my limiting beliefs and my fears about money? What are my limiting beliefs that are holding me back? How do I change this? And where do I go from here? If you trust your intuition, you will know that the answers will show up and you allow yourself to navigate your way through. You have the power to change your beliefs about money. You have the power to use your gifts in this lifetime to be a healer. You have the power to ensure that the burning times never, ever come back again.